the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with our resident movie critic, Matt Olien. Matt, what appears to be a very funny film, Wicked Little Letters.
I think a lot of our Prairie Public listeners and viewers will like this movie because it is set in an English village in about 1920, and it is funny. And it's sort of like not the typical British humor. It's much more vulgar, I would say, because it centers around a real incident that happened in the 20s in England involving some poison pen letters that were being sent around the village. And no one can figure out who is sending the letters. They think they know who has sent them. But, you know, we'll have to see the movie to see what's going on. But I really liked that the director, Thea Sherrick, really sets it in that kind of 1920s English village, but it also feels like an old Ealing Studios film. So Ealing was a famous British studio, Ashley, that made these kind of light comedies in the late 40s and early 50s, often starring Alec Guinness, and they typically revolve around a small village and some weird goings-on and eccentric characters. So it reminded me a little bit of that, which I liked. And every time I see a film with a lot of Brits in it, I just end up leaving the theater saying, boy, those Brits can really act. They are just so good. It's what they're good at. They produce so many great actresses and actors over there, and they're so good in this movie. Olivia Colman, Jesse Buckley, two big stars, are the leads. Recently, a couple years ago, they played the same character in The Lost Daughter. Buckley played the younger version of Colman. Now they're paired on screen, and their chemistry together as they're kind of battling each other. They're these next-door neighbors that are at odds with each other. Their chemistry is amazing, and they are two of the best actresses in Great Britain, and I really love Jesse Buckley a lot. So they're both very good in this film, and they take the film to another level because of their star performances here.
And what's it about?
It's about poison pen letters. Edith Swan, played by Olivia Colman, is receiving these letters, and they're very vulgar. They're calling her all sorts of names, all sorts of vulgar names. She lives with her parents. Timothy Spall plays her very evil and controlling father. And quickly, the villagers figure out, or the police figure out, that Jesse Buckley is to blame. They think Jesse Buckley is to blame. She lives right next door to Olivia Colman. She plays a single mother living with a man. So there's a lot of people looking down on her for the choices she's making or has to make in her life. And so she quickly becomes the suspect, and then the film goes from there. And it is hilarious in parts. It is really a hoot. There's some great supporting parts.
Is it kind of a whodunit caper?
No. So within the first 10 minutes, you're going to know who wrote these letters.
Oh, okay.
You're going to know immediately within 10 minutes, but that's okay. It didn't ruin it for me. What's interesting is how the police force, specifically a police officer played by Anjana Vasan, and she is an actress from India, and she plays, this is true, what they call her, Woman Police Officer Moss. That's what they refer to her in the because it's 1920 and, yeah. You know, there are, you know, very few female police officers. Mm-hmm. So it becomes kind of this running joke. Like, you can tell I'm a woman. Just call me Police Officer Moss. But she's kind of on the case trying to figure out who did this. She's hilarious in the part. Another actress, Joanna Scanlon, kind of steals the movie as sort of a villager who has poor hygiene. She even says, I smell awful, I have poor hygiene, but she's funny. And she's kind of out to figure out who sent these letters. So it goes back and forth like that. It's very funny in parts. Like I said, it's not a whodunit. I don't think it's going to win a lot of awards, anything like that. But I do think maybe this is the kind of entertainment people are looking for right now. Mm. And when I saw it at the Fargo Theater, it was packed and people were laughing. I would call it a hoot. You know, we see who did it. We know who does it very quickly on. But you need to go see it because, again, the Brits can act, and there's so many good performances. And I think it's even kind of a female empowerment movie, Ashley. Once the film wraps up, you kind of realize on a couple different levels, both with Olivia Colman's character and her relationship to her father, and also just, you know, Woman Police Officer Moss. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. It becomes kind of this very subtle woman empowerment movie, but it doesn't really bang you over the head with that message. It's just at the end I realized, hey, that's really what's going on here. It's also another mixed race movie. We're starting to see more of this in the last few years, The Personal History of David Copperfield, a couple years ago with Dev Patel as David Copperfield. And at first, when they started doing this, it was kind of jarring, but I am used to it now and completely okay with it. So, you know, the police officer Moss, the actress playing her, is from India. There probably would have been no way a female from India living in Great Britain would have been able to be a police officer in 1920. But we're okay with it. It's fine. And so I think we're getting these mixed race movies now with old England, and I kind of like it, actually, even though, you know, it probably wouldn't have been possible for a woman of color to be a police officer in England in the 20s. She does kind of steal the movie, and mm-hmm. she's really hilarious in the part. So I'm okay. I'm okay with this kind of newfangled casting that we're getting in historical dramas.
Well, and it speaks a little bit more to the role that movies play in diversity yes. now, and just seeing more people on the screen. You saw a very different film also this weekend, and that this is some sort of special re-release of The Godfather?
Yeah, and it was a 4K restoration. I have never seen Godfather in the theater, only on television.
Uh-huh.
And so this is probably my 10th time seeing it. I didn't move once. It's still amazing. You know, make sure you go to the bathroom before it starts. But I went with some friends, including a friend who'd never seen it, and she loved it. And what I noticed with the 4K, Ashley, was the moments of violence. When they come, the gunshots are louder, much louder than if you're watching on television. It was like hitting you with audible, you know, when Michael kills the policeman mm-hmm. and Salazzo in the Italian restaurant. I mean, the gunshots are loud on screen. So it looked great on the big screen. And the sound was really amazing. Hmm. That's what I noticed.
Is this some kind of trend happening in movies right now, too?
Yes. So Gone with the Wind was playing the same day in a different theater. Blazing Saddles is coming in September, and Wizard of Oz. So they are. This is a trend now to re-release movies. And there was at least 30 people watching The Godfather hmm. and looked like some younger people that maybe they were seeing it for the first time. Okay. So I like this trend.
So enhancing sound, are yeah. there changes in, you know, sort of Technicolor presentations and what have you, too?
It still looks very much the same.
Okay.
It's just you're seeing it on a wide, big screen. And
sure.
if you like that, which I do, it is worthwhile going to. I'd love if they'd re-release Godfather 2 this year, because it is the 50th anniversary of mm. Godfather 2, which came out in 1974, Godfather 1 coming out 2 years prior in 1972.
I know the answer to this, but do you want them to re-release Godfather 3?
No.
I couldn't.
We'll just put that in the vault, and Coppola can re-edit that sucker all he wants. It's not going to make it any better. Good question.
All right, Matt, going for Oscar trivia now, going back to Wicked Little Letters, Jessie Buckley mm-hmm. in the film, an Irish actress.
She is.
And so inspired a little bit by Ireland and the strength of Irish performers over the years, including one person who is the only person to be nominated in two acting categories for the same role in the same movie in the same year.
Barry Fitzgerald, Going My Way, 1944. As Irish as they come, he was on screen, Barry was.
Yeah, they had to change the rules about nominations after that film. All right, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Leary.